That's right. We are back with another community report here on WEKT. Joshua Clausen in the studio with you here, and hope that you are having a great Wednesday afternoon. It's here at 2:08, and we've got a great broadcast in store for you, especially if you want to know all things going on at the Family Resource Centers at Todd County Public Schools. I'm going to kick off the conversation with Emily Bias. We get to see her a lot out in the community doing great things. And you are at, is it North Todd? Is that right?
I'm at North Todd, but I also go to South Todd quite a bit. Family Resource Center is the two elementary schools that makes up the first part of FRYSC. So, like, Family Resource is elementary. That's me and Miss Pam. And then Youth Services Center is middle and high school. That's Walter and Ellie.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I didn't know the breakdown there, so that is a good thing to keep in mind. Well, you guys have been busy, especially at the elementary schools this summer.
We have, yes, lots going on.
Well, let's get into some of that. Maybe you want to talk about what the last couple of months look like. I'm going to bring this mic a little closer to you as well.
Okay.
And then just tell us what has gone on through the summer months with the elementary schools.
Well, all of us together have done the summer food boxes. We've talked a lot about that with you all. Yes. You all were huge in helping us raise money for that and to get food for that program. We've actually spent this week shopping, buying food to give out for July with the funds that were donated. So that's been great. We have been collecting clothes for the back to school clothing program. That's another FRYSC, all of us together thing. We all were also at the Touch a Truck event, the first ever that Elkton has done, which was a great event. I thought it went really well. We had a huge turnout, lots of good vehicles there. We were all there together at the beginning of June. And then Family Resource, the elementary schools, me and Pam have been working with the library through this summer. We've had 6 different weeks of sessions with families where we've been able to provide food and reading together. This week, tonight, is number 5, so we have one more after this one. Am I missing anything, y'all? Yeah, that's
cool. That program you said that's coming up tonight, what all does that entail?
So it's a grant program that we got. It's called Primetime Reading. Basically, we've just been able to partner with the library to provide dinner every night that we've met for the last 4 weeks. And we sit together and read together. It's parents come with their kids and they're getting to take home books and keep them. We've been able to give away some giveaways. So it's a lot of fun. Just very fun. Lots of just family time. It's great.
They have the opportunity to go into the library to check it out and everything, and also check out books while they're there as well. So.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah, it's great.
It's very, very huge. Yeah, there we go. Let's get that a little closer. But, I'll tell you one thing that you guys have had a very successful fundraising campaign the last couple of weeks and getting clothes for all the students for the district in need.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Yeah, we have been able to get around 130 students, we call it adopted, for back to school clothes. Basically, the students sign up with us to, say, and the parents will say they need help getting back to school clothes. We put that information out to the community, and we've had enough sponsors to take care of at least 3 to 5 outfits for approximately 130 students to go back to school this year.
That's huge. And I know that coming up in the next couple of weeks as well, along with the stuff from the Rotary Club here, we'll be getting shoes for some of those kids too.
Yes. On August 2nd, we'll be set up at the high school with the kids who have signed up to receive shoes who need help with that. We'll be there. They'll get to quote unquote shop for shoes. They'll get to pick out what works for them and get to go to school with new shoes too.
Well, sounds good. Well, we'll continue this conversation as we continue our community broadcast this hour. I want to break down each of the schools and talk about the needs that you all face throughout the year or what you expect to face throughout the year. So maybe the community could be a little better prepared to help meet those needs, if that's all right. We'll talk about whatever else you guys have coming up, your upcoming events, maybe at each of the schools as well, and whatever else you all want to talk about. That's what we're here to do today on our community broadcast on WEKT. That's right. We are Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT, continuing our conversation to learn more about the Family Resource and the Youth Service Centers at Todd County Schools. And we were talking with Emily last time. We'll start off again with Emily with what's going on at North Todd as we head into the beginning of the school year.
Yeah, we are just a few weeks away from school kicking back off. It's flown. So North Todd's open house for back to school is July 31st from 4 to 7. There'll be, you know, all the back to school events, info, meet your teacher, all of that will be at that event. But then into the school year, Family Resource Center will be working with the school to provide donuts with grown-ups and family literacy nights. Fall Festival is scheduled for September for this year. We'll be doing our normal Red Ribbon Week stuff. We plan to have a lot of fun stuff for the kids that week. And Career Day. Always love Career Day. Yeah, we'll be reaching out to some of our local business owners and, you know, people with cool jobs to have them come talk to the kids about Career Day. So,
sounds like a very packed start to the school year in the fall at North Todd Elementary School. What are some of the things that start to crop up fairly early on as needs for the students at North Todd?
Well, I know it's only July, but holiday assistance sneaks up on us fast. You know, Angel Tree and Thanksgiving food, and, you know, even down to Halloween costumes, we try to help make sure that students have access to those. All of that comes quick. Always in need of volunteers and people willing to come help in the schools and with some of these events that we do. You know, even things like Picture Day, it's always nice to have parent volunteers or family volunteers there to help keep things flowing well and keep them organized. Hygiene products always seem to be a need. That's something that a lot of times we're able to help families out with, like laundry detergent or soap, shampoo. Sometimes just that little thing can be a huge burden relief when there's struggles. Gas cards, Food Giant gift cards, those are always great help.
Yeah, some of those costs rack up pretty quickly, especially if you have multiple children in the house. So to have that those resources available are a huge help for those in our community. Well, we'll move on over to South Todd and what's coming up maybe this fall as we begin the school year. And introduce yourself for us, too, as we get to talking here.
Okay, my name is Pam Wells. I've been with the Family Resource Center for the past 30 years. So,
well, that's awesome. Well, thank you, and thank you for what you've done for our school district. I know that the kiddos love you at South Todd, for sure.
I guess they do.
Well, tell us some of the stuff coming up on your agenda this fall.
Well, the early part of the year, we have the Ready, Set, Go night, which is our back-to-school night, which will be July 31st from 5:30 to 7. And then later on in the year, we have Goodies with Grands, where we have invite our grandparents out to come and spend a day, spend a little time with their grandparents. We'll have our family reading nights. And plus, like with Emily said, we do different things with different partnerships and stuff throughout the year, so.
Well, sounds like a very packed start to the year and what is coming up for North and South Todd Elementary School. And we appreciate both you all being here today. When we come back, I know we're going to touch on some things for Todd County Middle School and Todd County Central High School. Either one of you have anything else we need to add for now?
Fall Festival will be October 18th.
Fall Festival, October 18th for South Todd Elementary School. Mm-hmm. Well, sounds good. Well, we will continue our reports here on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT in just a couple of minutes. And we're back here on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT. Thank you to all our community broadcast sponsors who helped make this new series of broadcasts here at WEKT possible. We wouldn't be able to do it each and every week without those sponsors that you just heard from there. We continue to talk about the Family Resource and the Youth Service Centers at the Todd County Public Schools. And now we're going to open it up to learn about what's coming up the next couple of weeks for the youth service centers at the middle and high school. We'll start off with the middle school. First, just introduce yourself again for us.
All right. So I'm Ellie Blanzett. This is my second year at the Todd County Middle School and the Youth Service Center. And we have quite a few exciting things coming up to end the summer to get us back started at school. And we do have our back-to-school bash that's coming up on August 1st. For any incoming sixth graders, it's from 4:30 to 5:30. And then 7th and 8th grade is from 5:30 to 7. The Youth Service Center will have a little station set up, so more than welcome to come by and say hey, introduce yourself, kind of see what we do. Just talk to us and let us know if there's anything we can do to help you out while you're there. A little bit more difficult for them as they're coming from 5th grade, the elementary school, into the middle school. So we do see a little bit more mental health, kind of getting them transitioned into that routine of middle school, because it can be a little intimidating for the little 5th graders that are coming in. So the Youth Service Center stays pretty busy for the first few weeks at the middle school, just getting those 6th graders, even some 7th and 8th graders who are just transitioning back into the routine of school. So we do see quite a few of those, just trying to get those kiddos ready to get back into the swing of things. We also, kind of like the elementary schools, we also do the Red Ribbon Week coming up in the fall with our Donuts with Grownups program. We don't do as many things throughout the fall as the elementary schools kiddos do, but we do have quite a few programs and things that we see both at the middle school and the high school. We both offer a men's and young women's group, and we see once a week, kind of just talk about different things as they are getting older. I know the girls group last year, we did a lot of self-awareness, just kind of more confidence things, getting them prepared for adulthood and things like that. Trying to think of what else we do besides just, yeah, I know we do give out a lot of our school supplies. Some of the kids who used to doing different things at the elementary schools or not having everything, we always try to give out some extra school supplies and just get the needs for there. And we're always, like Emily said earlier, kind of in the need for hygiene products. We do try to help our families who need a little bit of extra things like that. We try to keep those in stock so they can always reach out to us and let us know. So I think other than that, then, you know, like our holiday assistance we talked about as well. We do that at the middle school and the high school. Kind of partner always together. So it's kind of...
Well, sounds good. Well, let's move over to the high school then. Get you to introduce yourself.
How are you, Duncan? I'm Walter McCombs. I am the Youth Service Center coordinator at the high school. Just took over, so a lot of things is new to me this year. But our online registration for new students is July the 21st, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then July the 24th from noon to 7 p.m. And this event is just for new students that has not completed the registration for the upcoming school year. We also have open house at Todd County High School August the 4th, 4:30 to 6:30. And it's a good event so that you can meet your teachers, pick up your schedule, explore new things like clubs and activities. A couple of things we have going on. We have Happy Feet coming up August the 2nd. August the 9th, we was talking about like a men's group. And I have been reaching out to a couple of coaches, trying to get them to pitch in and help out with this as well. I think it's in the park from 11 to 1 on August the 9th. We're also asking a lot of dads and to come out with their kids. Donuts for Grownups is a nice one. School Smiles in September. Also, she talked about our men's and ladies group that we have, and it's just basically just talking to them, catching up with them. We, you know, just talking about life and things like that. Ribbon Week in October at the end, and things that kids normally come in with, like hygiene products at the high school. They shampoo, deodorant, chapstick is a big one. One thing that they love water bottles. They'll come and get water bottles a lot. But it's a blessing to be in this role to help individuals that need things. And just thankful that I'm in a position where I can help.
We're glad to have all of you, of course, here in Todd County and at the Todd County Schools. And just because it's the summer break does not mean that you guys have not been busy. I mean, you guys are getting ready for the next school year. We were talking off the air. You guys have been doing the grocery shopping for the July for those in need that need the food, Emily.
through the program we were able to raise money for earlier this summer. When is that distribution day?
We started distributing that today. It'll kind of just sprinkle here and there over the next week or so until everybody's able to come pick up.
Well, that's huge. That's a huge way to help supplement through the summer and to help with those costs as well. Because, I mean, the food prices continue to go up as we've experienced. We've all experienced that. And just a great way that even though the school system not able to provide those meals on a daily basis, still able to do something. So that's been huge.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. One of our biggest goals in the Fisk Center is to remove, well, it is the biggest goal, remove any barriers to academic success. So obviously, if a kid's hungry, they're not learning as well. So that's one huge way that we're able to help kids be more successful in school.
That's 2:44 here on WEKT. We have one more report for this week's community broadcast. Emily is going to join us for the last time as we talk about some other important things coming up for the school year to keep in mind. So just stay tuned to WEKT. Todd 1070 92.1 WEKT, wrapping up our community broadcast for this week with the Family Resource and Youth Services Centers at Todd County Public Schools. And Emily, a lot of things coming up on the calendar and some notes that we need to keep in mind.
Yeah, for sure. So I think Walter touched on the event at Todd County Park on August 9th. I just wanted to expand on that a little. We have the opportunity to work with the local CCC and PACS offices to have a fatherhood program. This fall, we'll be putting out more info for dates for that, but the event on August 9th is a kickoff event. We plan to have a foam party. We'll have free food out there. Lots of fun stuff happening. So, you know, any families are welcome to come to that, especially dads. Bring your kiddos. Come hang out. We're, like I said, we're going to have food, have lots of giveaways, potentially even a giveaway for a grill and other great stuff. So yeah, that's August 9th from 11 to 1. We will be putting the flyers out very soon on our Facebook page. I'm sure we'll have lots of other people. WKT will be sharing it for us. So be on the lookout for that. Speaking of Facebook, if you don't follow our Facebook page, Todd County FRYSC is what you can find us under. We put everything out on that page, everything from how many students we've served and how the community has impacted down to upcoming events and other ways to get involved. So follow us there. With school coming up, there's lots of community school supply events that we help notify families and students about. Those are coming up. We've got Clifty Park on July 30th at 5. There's an event at the high school on July 27th at 5 with the laity group. And then Macedonia Baptist in Guthrie has an event on August 3rd at 12. Those are all great programs, communities, members stepping up to help kids to get ready for back to school. And lastly, every 2 years, we do a survey that helps us gather information that we have to use in order to create programs and events for the next 2 years. Everything we do is based on the information from that survey. And we want to make sure that everything we're doing in the schools and in the community is actually serving our schools and communities well. So if you all see the survey floating around out there starting in the next couple of weeks, it'll probably be out till mid-fall. Help us out by filling that out if you have kids in the school system. And even if you don't, we want to make sure that we're serving people well. And the more feedback we get, the better we can do that.
Well, sounds good. You guys have shared a lot of great updates, and we'll do our best to try to share some of those as they come along, and especially the event coming up on August 9th, which is on the immediate future for the community to be aware of. I appreciate each of you being here to share about each of the programs across the district, and of course, we're here to help in any way we can.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
This is Todd 1070 and 92.1. On behalf of everybody here, I'm Joshua Clausen, Program Director here, and thank you for joining us for another community broadcast this afternoon.